Yeah, the assistance to firefighter grants, Dennis, that FEMA has put out the last several years, which has given fire departments the opportunity to purchase equipment, training materials, everything from turnout gear to apparatus to SCBAs. So our training bureau, Fire Service Training Bureau, has applied several times for different things. And this, about 4.5 years ago, was one of the props that was applied for and granted and funded, and here it is up in Lamar's, Iowa.
Okay, so it normally stays in Johnston. Is that where its home is at?
Yeah, everything's at Camp Dodge at the military base there in Johnston, and that's where the Fire Service Training Bureau is located with their classroom building. But all the mobile props and things are there as well.
All right, let's talk about this. It actually is hauled on a flatbed trailer. It's got a hydraulic lift to it so that you can lift it up. It becomes a four-story building, I guess, if you will, an internal fire or internal staircase inside. Talk about how this tower is useful for your training purposes.
Well, it's a multi-use tool, really, Dennis. It's on a 53-foot semi-trailer, and when it's laying down, it doesn't look that big until you set it up. And then it's up there. It's about 60 foot high. We've used it now 2 weeks in a row. The first week, inside this tower is what we call a standpipe system. So we can actually pump water into this tower through piping and then take what we call high-rise bags, which are bags of hose that we would carry to a multi-story building that was on fire or through a big warehouse and actually hook into standpipes with that bag of hose and supply the water from the truck outside through that piping system in a building. So that simulates what we did last Wednesday night. We did high-rise bags and the sprinkler systems and the standpipes. This week, what we've done is we've used this building to simulate roof rescues, window rescues of trapped victims, either from fire or if we had a construction worker go down on a roof from a heart attack, a broken bone, or something, where we had to use our elevated ladder trucks, platforms, to get that person safely to the ground to be transported.
And like you said, you use both your aerial with the front end basket as well as your Quint truck with the ladder truck, and then a series of firefighters and EMTs were on the ground with holding on the ropes and kind of helping guide it.
Right, so our big platform aerial, we're able to lift a lot of weight with. So we were actually lifting the basket on a bridle system that hooks into the bottom of the basket to lift that rescue basket off the roof, or the litter off the roof. The other truck is a smaller truck, which is a stick type ladder without the big platform basket on it. That one we actually use rope and rigging and what we call a 4-to-1 to hook to the basket. So we use that ladder as basically a pivot point, and the ropes and the pulleys do all the work, and the people on the ground do all the arm and hand work. Same kind of concept, just two different ways of rescuing people.
Okay. Now, you were saying that this is, its home is actually down in Johnston. How did the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department able to get a hold of it and utilize it for training?
So I applied to see if I could get this. They have several different types of training props, from burn trailers to car fire, mobile car fire trailers. This was one that I thought, if we could get it up here, we could use it a couple weeks and do couple different scenarios like we have. It was free for Lamar's Fire to get it here. They actually pulled it up here last week Tuesday with a semi and dropped it off, and it's here until Monday now, 2 weeks later, and then it goes, I believe, to Hiawatha, Iowa for them to use. So these tools are at our disposal. You just have to kind of get in line and apply and sign up to see if you can acquire one of them. So we were able to do that here. And what this shows is we have like several places in town with warehouses for our industries that have standpipe systems. We also have Floyd Valley Apartments, which is a large apartment, multi-story building that has the standpipes in the stairways. Of course, we would have to simulate window rescues there or roof rescues as well. So it plays home for us because we have the type of facilities that we train in this tower for.
Okay. How long does it take to actually set the tower up then?
It only takes about 15-20 minutes, and so it's a very nice tool, very easy to use, self-sufficient, self-supportive. It's got a generator, it's got lights in it. Basically, it's got a huge hydraulic arm that you can see that sets it up and lowers it back down. It didn't take very long. The nice thing is down here at the police department, we've got a huge parking lot. So we're not blocking streets and things like that. We're not out in traffic, and it's a lot safer. So thanks to the PD, we've had it sitting here now a couple weeks.